everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Friday, April 21st. It'll be broadcast live from the Natchitoches Event Center out of Natchitoches, Louisiana, on Dish Network Satellite 232, as well as on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise just before that at 7:30. They'll be offering 49,500 head of cattle, including 8,500 yearling steers, 6,100 yearling heifers, 10,000 weaned calves, and 23,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit our website, SuperiorLivestock.com. Featured in this auction will be several lots of Florida calves, Georgia calves, and Louisiana calves on cows. More details, as we mentioned, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, call 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Welcome back. Firm buyer support redeveloped in feeder cattle futures today with summer contracts posting triple-digit gains as traders focused on the continued supply tightness and potential firming demand ahead of the summer months. There continued to be additional focus, though, on market weakness in lean hog futures as cash hog bids were under pressure once again. Corn markets, though, traded lower in light trade activity today. Stock markets traded higher, though. Dow Jones 55 points lower, NASDAQ down 5 points. Live cattle were steady to 30 cents higher today with narrow gains seen early in the day, although the early week support seen in all cattle market that quickly developed on Monday helped to spark widespread underlying support in both live cattle and feeder cattle markets. The gains were driven commercially by buying in April contracts, which continued to test resistance levels and push prices at $127 per hundredweight. Feeder cattle, though, were steady to 50 cents higher. Narrow gains trickled into feeder cattle futures following the strong follow-through support seen in the complex. This continued to drive feeder cattle futures higher during the month of April, which created some concerns about how much follow-through support can continue during the rest of this spring. And grain futures were mixed today as crop markets tried to recover from Monday's drubbing with uneven results. Bearish outside markets, though, provided some headwind as real weather forecasts hinted at changes. Corn prices steady, though, to slightly higher today, keeping May futures to an inside day as the nearby tried to hold its 100-day moving average ahead of delivery at the end of next week. And soybeans were lower with modest follow-through selling that developed on the heels of Monday's bearish reversal from two-week highs. Sluggish demand news, though, adding to weather concerns. Wheat posted modest gains today, keeping May contracts in all three markets to inside days following Monday's sharp break. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.